Abusive Supervision, the Bad Boss. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
It tends to be more outwardly hostile. Your supervisor stands in the hallway and yells at you in front of everybody, takes credit for the work that you do. Abusive supervision is beyond rudeness.
And according to research, the effects of it reach far beyond the workplace. Assistant Professor of Management Meredith Ferguson calls it the spillover effect.
And in particular, it seems to create tension in the marital relationship or in cohabitating couples, to where they're more tense with one another, just testy, kind of on edge. That leads to lowered family satisfaction, and even more surprisingly, it undermines family functioning. It's harder for them to interact in ways that are supportive to one another, to share things. Even the subordinate's partner or spouse says, this affects the way our family communicates with one another, the way we interact with one another.
Abusive supervision often manifests as emotional outbursts. According to Ferguson, supervisors don't necessarily engage in bad behavior to get higher performance. She chalks it up to a lack of emotional intelligence and an inability to deal with conflict. Either way, it creates a stressful work environment.
People don't want to speak up. That's right. And the anecdotal evidence I have suggests that a lot of times when people do speak up, it really doesn't do much good. You know, for some people, it leads to depression and anxiety. So at some point, a lot of individuals that deal with it on a chronic basis have to decide, is it worth sticking out this job? Or, you know, most people quit supervisors, they don't quit jobs. And my guess is that a lot of them quit because of these bad behaviors.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at kwbu.org.